Chapter 1. I Find My Dream Literally Fulfilled. John Morgan in Georgia. As 1876 drew to a close, Mormon missionary John Morgan penned a letter to the faithful in Salt Lake City. He had left his previous mission post, he reported, to travel to Georgia in fulfillment of a desire to visit this country and in answer to a call to preach. A letter from Georgia prompted his relocation. He did not reveal the name or address of the Southern correspondent, just the message, which was a request for someone to come here and preach. Morgan responded immediately, borrowing money for train fare to Chattanooga, where he disembarked and set off on foot into the northwest corner of Georgia. It is not clear whether his arrival satisfied the needs of the letter writer, but the letter may have influenced his first decision, which was to carry his message to Rome in Floyd County. There he hoped to hold his first meeting, perhaps win his first converts. As he walked toward Rome, he found his mind wandering, so when he suddenly encountered a fork in the road, it startled him from his quiet meditation. He studied his two options, momentarily confused, uncertain as to which road would lead him to Rome. As he puzzled over the problem, he realized that he had once dreamed of just such a situation. In his dream, Brigham Young stood at the very fork in the road where Morgan now vacillated. The prophet addressed Morgan's indecision, explaining that the fork to the right would lead to Rome, his original destination. However, if Morgan took the road to the left, it would lead him to a profound spiritual discovery. At the time the dream occurred, Morgan found it confusing, as he had not yet joined the LDS Church. So when he shared the strange dream with his Utah landlady over breakfast, it was more in a spirit of joking and humor than anything else. His hostess understood Morgan's mental perambulations to be something more than amusing. She interpreted the dream, explaining that in the future he would be sent on a mission for the Mormon Church. "You will be going over the same road you saw in your dream and will come to that identical fork in the road. Brigham Young will not be there, but don't forget what he told you." A decade later, John Morgan remembered her advice. He faced the fork in the road and then turned left, away from Rome and toward the small settlement of Haywood Valley, where he would establish the first branch of the church in Georgia. He was, in fact, in Chattooga County, much closer to Dirt Town than Rome. "I find my dream literally fulfilled," Elder Morgan reported. In his letter, which was directed to the editor of the Deseret News, but intended to communicate mission news to supportive saints as well as church authorities, he described the success of his Georgia labors. Though the opposition has been bitter, as it usually is, his 10-week endeavor had produced satisfying results. "We have a good church building," he wrote, "controlled entirely by the saints. And each Sabbath day he carried his message to new members and their families, an audience of about 50 Georgians. Further, he could report that most of that number intended to leave Georgia for the West in order to gather with the saints in Zion." John Morgan claimed no credit for his remarkable achievement. Instead, he suggested that a greater force directed his movements. It may have been divine intervention that guided Morgan to Haywood Valley in 1876, but the road he traveled in northwest Georgia was a familiar one.